From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, May 16th. After a rousing inauguration speech, newly installed Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson hit the ground running, signing four executive orders at City Hall. They're designed to boost youth employment, establish deputy mayors for immigrant, migrant, and refugee rights, increase community safety, and improve labor relations. It wasn't just a big day for Mayor Johnson. The new city council was also sworn into office as well. 13 wards will be represented by new alder people after an exodus of veteran council members last year. Johnson will preside over his first full council meeting next week on May 24th. A year later, Chicago police have arrested a second teenage suspect connected to a Lincoln Park shooting that left a young man in a coma. Last May, then 23-year-old Dakota Early was shot three times when he was robbed at gunpoint while walking near Wayne and Webster Avenues. Early underwent several surgeries and lost part of his leg. This morning, more than 800 mothers from across Illinois are headed to Springfield for a fight at the state capitol. Moms Demand Action is part of a coalition demanding gun safety legislation to protect children from gun violence. They'll take part in a rally before meeting with Illinois state lawmakers. Highs will hit near the 80s today before temps take a sharp turn due to a cold front off the lake. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.